America isn't just dealing with racism, it's operating under a caste system. Isabel Wilkerson's groundbreaking framework reveals how our social hierarchy functions like India's ancient caste structure or Nazi Germany's brief but brutal regime. This isn't merely about prejudice, but about a rigid social hierarchy that assigns worth and opportunity based on ancestry. Like an old house with hidden structural damage, America's foundation contains flaws we've patched over but never truly repaired. Why do racial disparities persist despite legal equality? Why does progress seem to take two steps forward and one step back? The answer lies in recognizing the caste system that has been carefully constructed and maintained for centuries, an invisible architecture that determines who stands where in our social order. America's racial caste system wasn't inevitable. It was engineered. In early colonial Virginia, the initial fluidity between European indentured servants and African laborers hardened into rigid categories as plantation economies expanded. Colonial elites deliberately created laws prohibiting intermarriage, stripped Africans of previously held rights, and unified Europeans of all backgrounds under the new category of whiteness. This wasn't just about labor economics, but about power, creating a permanent underclass while ensuring poor whites would identify with elites based on shared skin color rather than with black people based on shared economic interests. The invention of whiteness as a privileged category became a masterful tool for maintaining control. By understanding this history, we see that America's racial hierarchy wasn't the natural result of pre-existing prejudices, but a deliberately engineered social system created by human choices and human laws. Like a massive structure, America's caste system rests on 8 foundational pillars that have sustained it for centuries. Divine will and natural law justify hierarchy as God's plan or nature's design. Heritability ensures status is fixed at birth. Endogamy preserves boundaries through control of marriage and reproduction. The purity versus pollution dichotomy defines the dominant caste as clean while marking subordinate castes as contaminated. Occupational hierarchy restricts certain jobs to particular castes. Dehumanization and stigma justify mistreatment through stereotypes. Terror enforces boundaries when other controls fail, and the 8th pillar asserts inherent superiority of the dominant group. These pillars shape both institutions and individual psychology, making the system appear natural to those within it. Have you noticed how these forces operate in your own life and community? Meaningful change requires addressing all pillars simultaneously, as reforms targeting individual aspects cannot dismantle the entire system. The connections between America's racial hierarchy, India's ancient caste system, and Nazi Germany's racial state reveal caste as a global phenomenon rather than isolated cultural practices. Despite their different origins, these systems share fundamental features. They assign status at birth, restrict marriage between castes, associate lower castes with pollution, and justify arrangements through appeals to divine or natural order. When Nazi jurists designed their anti-Semitic legal framework, they studied American racial statutes as models, particularly impressed by anti-miscegenation laws and the one-drop rule. Throughout history, those fighting against caste in one society recognized their kinship with struggles elsewhere. B.R. Ambedkar, the Dalit leader who helped draft India's constitution, drew explicit connections between the treatment of Dalits and Black Americans, while Martin Luther King Jr. was profoundly moved by the parallels he witnessed during his 1959 visit to India. The burden of navigating America's caste system literally gets under the skin. Research reveals that the stress of caste position triggers biological responses that accelerate aging, compromise immune function, and increase vulnerability to disease. Black Americans often maintain higher baseline cortisol levels, reflecting the constant vigilance required in a society where racial missteps can have serious consequences. This chronic stress activation damages organs and contributes to conditions like hypertension and heart disease. studies find that Black men have the shortest telomeres, protective caps on chromosomes that shorten with age and stress, of any demographic group. The psychological burden is equally profound. Constant awareness of how one is perceived, continuous calculation about behavior in different contexts, and reconciling American ideals with realities all consume mental resources. Children absorb caste messages early, internalizing notions about their capabilities long before they can critically evaluate these ideas. Like Neo in The Matrix, understanding caste reveals the programming running in the background of American society. This system operates efficiently, requiring little conscious input to maintain itself. It automatically assigns value based on physical characteristics, determines who receives the benefit of the doubt, influences hiring decisions, affects how doctors assess pain, and shapes countless other judgments that collectively determine life outcomes. What makes this system so effective is that it doesn't require active malice or even awareness to function. Good people with good intentions still execute the program because it's embedded in our cultural operating system. Breaking free requires first recognizing its existence, seeing the code that has always been there, hiding in plain sight. This isn't about assigning blame, as most of us didn't create this program and don't consciously choose to run it. But we all have a responsibility to become aware of it and to work toward reprogramming our social operating system. Imagine America without its caste system, a fundamentally different country where neighborhoods naturally integrate, schools receive equitable funding, healthcare disparities narrow, and the justice system applies laws equally. Cultural representations would authentically reflect all groups, and social interactions would shed the careful calculations that currently govern cross-racial encounters. This vision isn't utopian. It's America finally living up to its founding principle that all men are created equal. Achieving this requires acknowledging our existing caste system, understanding its construction, and implementing policies that address structural inequalities. The transformation demands both institutional and personal change. Those in the dominant caste must recognize and help dismantle their unearned advantages, while those in subordinated castes must heal from internalized messages while resisting external constraints. As demographics shift and younger generations show less attachment to racial hierarchies, America has an opportunity to break free from caste, creating not only a more just society, but unleashing currently suppressed human potential to address our most pressing challenges.